Broadcasts of chamber music from the Spoleto Festival USA are made possible by Bank of America, seeking cultural enrichment for the nation, and the ETV Endowment of South Carolina. Additional support comes from the Friends of WDAV.
Hi, I'm Lisa Simeone, welcoming you to another broadcast of chamber music from the Spoleto Festival USA. On this broadcast, we have a world premiere of sorts, and for certain in Charleston. Clarinetist Todd Palmer is front and center in a remarkable new clarinet quintet performed on stage at the Dock Street Theater. In addition to the new clarinet quintet, we'll take five with another quintet, this time by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, and with a final movement that's even in 5/4 time. But don't go looking for Paul Desmond or Dave Brubeck. Today's players are Todd Palmer, Stephen Pretzman, and their sidemen in the St. Lawrence String Quartet, whose first violinist, Jeff Nuttall, is actually the frontman for the Dock Street proceedings.
Welcome to Dock Street Theater. I am Jeff Nuttall. I'm your host here at Chamber Music till they kick us out of here in a couple weeks. And this is the St. Lawrence Quartet, Scott St. John, Leslie Robertson, and Christopher Costanza. And we are joined today on stage by our longtime collaborator, partner in crime, so to speak, Todd Palmer. So here's the story. Carnegie Hall concert, they want to commission a piece for the St. Lawrence Quartet, and we say, great, but how about commissioning a clarinet quintet instead of a string quartet, because there are not as many good clarinet quintets as there are string quartets. And they said, who would you like to play the clarinet? And we went down our list. And no, of course we said only Todd Palmer could do this. And so we got this new piece by David Bruce that we premiered in Carnegie Hall. And it really is an extravaganza, a virtuoso display for the clarinet. And today you're actually going to hear a world premiere of sorts, because there have been some serious revisions to the piece, changes, exclusions, and it's a completely new piece, and you're going to hear it for the first time in this new form here in Charleston. So the title of the piece, Gumboots, it was inspired by David Bruce hearing gumboots dancing. Now, that originated from apartheid days in South Africa, where the black miners were basically slaves, were chained together, and the mine owners couldn't be bothered to get rid of the water in the mines, so they gave all the miners gumboots or Wellington boots to wear, and they weren't allowed to communicate verbally, so they came up with a whole series of dances involving chains and boots and sounds created by the two, gumboot dances, and that slowly evolved into an actual dance form. So, David, that's sort of his point of departure. He makes it clear that he's not transcribing actual specific gumboot dances, but they're sort of full of life and exuberance, and that's what struck him. The piece is really in two distinct sections. The opening, slow, really beautiful, yearning music, ends up in a dance, but it's a very quiet, slow dance. And the final five dances are fast and exuberant, ebullient dances, and are all almost played without pause, but all of a different nature. You'll hear Todd in the opening movement playing the bass clarinet, which he's holding right now. It can play very low. You want to give him a taste at a low stuff. It's really cool. But what you'll hear is David's written a lot of straining high notes for the bass clarinet. It really has a distinctive sound. And then he'll pick up his, which one is that, the B-flat, that one?
Yes, it's B-flat.
So the rest of the piece, so the five dance movements is on the B-flat. So we ready? Was that okay, Todd?
That's good, Jeff.
Okay,
good.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a stunning performance, a piece commissioned by Carnegie Hall and just premiered in Charleston, a clarinet quintet called Gumboots by David Bruce, featuring some amazing virtuosity by clarinetist Todd Palmer, for whom it was written, along with the St. Lawrence String Quartet. Now back to Jeff Nuttall.
Okay, our final work today is one of our favorites. It's a little bit cheesy, but in all the best senses of the word, it's hard on the sleeve romantic music. And the history is really interesting. It was written by the 18-year-old Ernst von Dohnányi in 1895. And Johannes Brahms heard it and said, hey, this guy's the real deal. That's the front part of his life, the 18-year-old hanging out with Brahms in Vienna. He also taught for 10 years at Florida State University in Tallahassee, and died in New York City in 1960 after attempting to record all the Beethoven piano sonatas. So it's an amazing life to have your feet straddling two worlds like that, from Tallahassee to Vienna. The St. Lawrence Quartet, Leslie Robertson, Christopher Costanza, Scott St. John, and we're joined by our Bay Area friend and longtime collaborator, Stephen Prutzman. So, we have four movements. Allegro, first movement. Second movement is the scherzo, and it's marked Allegro vivace with the trio. An incredible, lush, romantic, slow movement, adagio. And the final movement, interestingly, in 5/4 time, if you're beating time, you'll have to get to five. Finale marked Allegro animato. So, Dohnányi, Opus 1.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
A piano quintet written by an 18-year-old firebrand, Ernst von Dohnányi, who began his life, as Jeff Nuttall said, hanging out with Brahms in Vienna, and eventually moved to Tallahassee, Florida, to teach at Florida State University. That Opus 1 quintet was performed by pianist Stephen Prutzman, joined by the St. Lawrence String Quartet, Jeff Nuttall and Scott St. John violins, Leslie Robertson viola, and Christopher Costanza cello. Our program is produced by Grant Jackson, and the Spoleto Chamber Music recording engineer is Skip Beach, with help from Evan Hill. Post-production help from Jennifer Foster and Jeffrey Freimanwire. The executive producers are Sherry Hutchinson for South Carolina ETV Radio and Benjamin K. Rowe for WDAV. Remember, you can listen again to that piece or any of the other works on the Spoleto Chamber Music broadcasts via our website. Visit us at spoletochambermusic.org to replay this performance, read the program notes and biographies, and see photos and even videos from the Spoleto Festival USA. That's spoletochambermusic.org. I'm Lisa Simeone. Thanks for joining us for this broadcast from the Spoleto Festival USA in Charleston, South Carolina.
Broadcasts of chamber music from the Spoleto Festival USA are made possible by Bank of America, seeking cultural enrichment for the nation, and the ETV Endowment of South Carolina. Additional support comes from the Friends of WDAV.